This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer in studio with us this week. It is Friday, July 12th. Our full weather forecast is on the way as we head into a very hot weekend in July. Currently in Wichita, sun is rising. It is partly cloudy, 74 degrees, on our way to a high today of 100. Police are investigating a shooting that injured four teenage boys in North Wichita. It happened just after 3 in the morning yesterday to the west of Murdoch and Grove.
A 15-year-old was reported in critical condition. Three others, ages 17, 18, and 19, were all driven to the hospital in a private vehicle. Police said that the four were shot while walking together along the street and that over 50 rounds were fired. Prior to the shooting, investigators said a separate incident took place at Central and Oliver, where another man was assaulted during an exchange of words between his group that was walking eastbound and another group walking west. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to contact investigators at 316-268-4407 or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Biden hosted dozens of NATO members during this week's NATO summit in Washington, D.C., and made yet another crucial slip-up when he introduced Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Putin. Fox's Kevin Krunke has more details.
Who has this compact. Now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
This was meant to be a moment to shine for President Biden to celebrate the strength of the alliance and its ability to keep the peace worldwide. But Biden, while welcoming Ukraine's president, botched the intro in the worst way possible. Speaking following the 75th anniversary of NATO, the president did his very best to draw a distinction between how he views the alliance and how his predecessor does. Still, with polls showing former President Trump with a sizable lead over Biden, doubts about the current president's prospects are growing. That according to officials and diplomats. In fact, some European leaders took time to tout increases in defense spending.
And that's Fox's Kevin Cork with that report. Despite low water levels at Cheney Reservoir, the city of Wichita is not implementing water restrictions at this time. At a news briefing, communications manager Megan Lovely said they have not planned to move to stage two. That decision would be made by the city manager.
We are now better able to respond to drought conditions with the new water treatment plant coming online. So with that, it has been moved to administrative decision.
The water level at Cheney right now is just under 70%.
The Sedgwick County Fair is expected to draw over 20,000 people through Saturday with big crowds and hot temperatures. Organizers are working to keep people and animals safe in the near triple-digit heat. It's all about hydration, taking breaks and making sure you find the occasional shade. Kids in youth summer programs care for animals at the fair, washing them and helping them with fans. Many events are planned in the evenings regardless of the heat. Sedgwick County Fair ends Saturday with its big demolition derby. Admission is free.
Kansas astronaut Major General Joe Engel has died at the age of 91. General Engel was born in Chapman, Kansas, east of Abilene, graduated from the University of Kansas with a Bachelor of Science degree in aeronautical engineering. He attended the Air Force Flying School. He was assigned to the Fighter Test Branch at Edwards Air Force Base. It was there he became the youngest pilot ever to qualify as an astronaut. In 1966, Engel was among 19 pilots selected for NASA space missions. In 1977, General Engel was the commander of one of two crews that flew the initial Space Shuttle Enterprise approach and landing test flights. Space Shuttle was flown off the top of a modified Boeing 747 for a 2.5-minute glide test flight from 20,000 feet to landing. General Engel commanded the second orbital test flight of the Space Shuttle Columbia, launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. On this flight, he became the first and only pilot to manually fly an aerospace vehicle from Mach 25 to landing. He was the last surviving X-15 pilot. General Ingle flew 185 different types of aircraft, including 38 different fighter and attack aircraft. And he logged nearly 15,000 flight hours, nearly 10,000 hours in jets, and more than 224 hours in space.
Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. may finally be pushing to prevent members of Congress from buying stocks.
A bill introduced by a bipartisan group of senators would immediately ban members of Congress from buying stocks and stop them from selling stocks within 90 days after passage. It would also ban spouses and dependent children from doing so starting in 2027. Virginia Democratic Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger and Texas Republican Chip Roy have pushed a House bill backed by over 70 other members that would ban lawmakers from trading stocks. Spanberger says support for a ban is at an all-time high, and momentum continues to grow. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Super hot here in July, and hotter in some places than others. And speaking of heat, one woman is complaining because things got too hot on an airplane. And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way as we head into this second weekend of July. We're off and running here on a Friday morning with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's 6:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Still little relief from the heat for tens of millions of Americans. The latest look at the weather.
Record-breaking heat continues to be dangerous for much of the West today and tomorrow. Things will settle down a little bit for this region, but expand over the Central Plains and Southeast over the next few days. With 1 million people still without power over Southeast Texas, the heat and humidity is making things worse for those without air conditioning. We've got rain in the forecast for parts of the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, and a chance at severe weather on Saturday for the Northern Plains and Midwest. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
A woman is suing JetBlue, claiming she was left with, quote, disfiguring burns. Sounds like the old McDonald's coffee case, after hot tea was spilled on her. Fox's Chris DeMeo explains.
According to the suit filed in Connecticut District Court, Tahana Lewis says her flight on May 15th left her with severe burns on her chest and lap. Lewis says when a passenger seated in front of her asked for a hot cup of tea, the contents were spilled on her by a flight attendant. The suit says the flight attendant served unreasonably and dangerously hot tea. Lewis is seeking $1.5 million in damages. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
It's 6:12 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Here on this Friday morning commute, we'll keep you updated on your traffic conditions all morning long with Jad Chambers.
So far, things looking pretty good in traffic. Traffic conditions all right. Not seeing any big slowdowns. The traffic volume still kind of light, picking up just a little bit. Gasoline prices out there right around $3.39 a gallon for the most part. I have seen some lower prices here and there, but and again, after that jump to 339, that is where most of the stations are right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's check our weather forecast with KSN meteorologist Lucy Dahl.
A warm start to a warm day across the Sunflower State as we quickly climb from the 70s to the triple digits by this afternoon. We'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies with increasing chances of a few showers and storms as we move into the late afternoon and evening. Wednesday strong out of the south, and that'll pull us through the overnight, keeping temperatures warm with lows once again in the 70s, and we stay in this triple-digit heat all the way through the weekend and into the beginning of next week. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Lucy Dahl.
And currently in Wichita, sunrise underway. It's partly cloudy. We have a breeze out of the southeast. It is 74 degrees here on this Friday morning. Glad you're with us here with Steve and Ted in the morning. John Whitmer in studio with us this week.
It's been a fun week. Thank you for
having me. You made it to Friday.
I did. I survived.
There's, of course, the Sedgwick County Fair continues in Cheney. And I know you had a presence there at the parade on opening night.
Yeah, we've been out a couple of days. It's been fun, been a little warm. It's, you know, like we mentioned in the top of the hour, It's been a little hot out there. You want to take your water with you, but fortunately, a lot of vendors out there, some shaved ice and a little lemonade vendor or two out there. So
see, that's calling my name right here.
You, as long as you stay hydrated, it's easy to enjoy the fair. They're expecting a big crowd today. They've got a lot of fun. Obviously, the 4-H stuff. There's judging still going on. The goat parade this afternoon at 2. a lot of fun. And the Pride of Texas Carnival, obviously, still going on. Figure eight races kick off at 7 o'clock tonight. And then I think the big thing tonight is the Battle of the Bands. At 7 o'clock out at the R. Sedgwick County Fair out in Cheney. So it's a lot of fun, though. If you haven't gone out yet this year, make your way out to Cheney for the Sedgwick County Fair.
Yeah, we're halfway through the 4-day annual event. Yep. Started on Wednesday, and of course, we'll have more activities, like you said, today, and then it finishes up tomorrow.
And there are a lot of, in the pavilions, they've got a lot of exhibits. So the Sedgwick County commission candidates are out there. I know you can go and meet, if you haven't had a chance to meet the county commission candidates, they're out there, so it's worth meeting them and talking to folks. So.
Check it out. It's one of our great annual events as we continue with the Sedgwick County Fair this week. Two astronauts who should have been back here on Earth weeks ago say they're confident that Boeing's space capsule can get them back here safely. NASA test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams launched aboard Boeing's Starliner capsule early last month. But there have been leaks and thruster failures, which almost derailed their arrival up at the International Space Station, and it's kept them there a lot longer than planned. In their first news conference from orbit this week, the pair said they expect to return once thruster testing is complete here on Earth. They say they're not complaining about getting extra time in orbit. They're just enjoying helping the station crew.
Well, hopefully they come
hopefully
back.
Hopefully that all works out.
Hopefully no tires fall off when they're landing.
They'll hopefully get that figured out.
Door plugs a little important in
door
those
plugs.
Things,
I would imagine.
When you're in the ISS, yes. Hey, health officials in Colorado have confirmed a human case of the plague. What century are we in here?
I was going to say, yeah, is this 7th
century? The rare bacterial infection, infamously known for killing tens of millions of people back in the 1300s in Europe. Today,
I'm not dead yet.
You can easily treat it with antibiotics. I guess I'm not sure I knew that. You can just take an antibiotic if you have the plague these days. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates 7 human cases of plague per year in the United States. So extremely rare.
Thank you, Madame Curie.
But we got one over in Colorado. The plague spreads naturally among rodents. It's transmitted through the bites of infected fleas. It can be cured when treated early with antibiotics, but you got to get to a doctor fast. That's what they say.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, a case of the plague in Colorado. Hey, I just want to say that I'm going to be in the musical Hello, Dolly! Coming up next week. We're 6 days away from opening night. Next week on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, July 18, 19, 20, 21. I'm playing the head waiter, Rudy. Big role in the second act of the play. And it's going to be at St. James Episcopal Church. Right there at Douglas and Roosevelt in the College Hill neighborhoods, put on by the Guild Hall Players. If you want more information, you can look up the Guild Hall Players at your social media outlets. Reservations phone number is 683-5686. 683-5686. I'm going to be in Hello, Dolly! Coming up next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at St. James Episcopal Church on East Douglas.
Shall we try again today, Jad? Maybe since it's
Friday.
You can
try if you want to. It's just, you know, it's... You know,
I've tried every day. Tried, you know...
It's not really going to happen. I'm sorry.
But, come on.
You know, you can try.
I can try. Okay, we'll try it. Come on. Do it with me. Come on.
What do you
hello,
want?
Hello, Dolly.
No, well, this is hello, not this is not a theatrical production. It's a news
Dolly.
Show.
Yeah.
I'm not singing.
You know, yeah. I try. If we play...
If you want to hear me sing, go to the show.
If we play Bob Dylan, he'll sing. See, that?
Well,
that's
yeah,
not
but singing. That's because he's mocking Bob Dylan.
I tried.
Yeah.
Folks, I tried. I sung, and I'm not singing in the Hello, Dolly. It was worth a try. What can I say?
Good luck. It is 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's see what's going on in sports as we head into the final weekend of baseball before the All-Star break. And the Kansas City Royals have a very key matchup this weekend. Kind of appropriate as we head into the All-Star break. We have a matchup between two teams that are hot, competing for a wild card spot in the American League. It's the Kansas City Royals in Boston in Fenway Park taking on the Red Sox. 6 o'clock tonight, 3 o'clock tomorrow, 12:30 Sunday. Three-game series between these two. Right now, they're only separated by one game in the wild card standings. The Red Sox are in. The Royals are one game outside looking out. So big series between these two, sizing each other up perhaps for a run down the stretch in the final 70 games of the season for a playoff spot. The Royals at the Red Sox. Listen to all those Royals-Red Sox games live over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge got four home runs last night. You would usually think that's pretty good, but they were four solo home runs, and it comes in a 6-4 loss. Couldn't get anything going besides those home runs on the road at Springfield against the Cardinals. Wichita will be at Springfield for the rest of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Finish up their stretch on the road before the All-Star break. And Wichita will be without one of its big hitters this weekend, but that's because Wichita's leadoff hitter, Luke Kuechel, is going to be in Arlington, Texas, and he's going to take part in the Major League Baseball Futures game as we lead up to All-Star festivities down in Arlington, Texas. The Futures game is tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock down in Arlington, so Luke Kuechel is the new Minnesota Twins representative at the All-Star Futures game coming up in Arlington tomorrow afternoon. It was originally going to be Wind Surge infielder Brooks Lee, but then he got called up to the big leagues and has made his debut and is doing really good in the big leagues with the Twins. So replacement is Luke Kuechel. He's no slouch. Second-round pick. Twins took him 49th overall in last year's draft out of Arizona State. And all he's done as a professional is he's got a 327 batting average this season. And he was 3-for-4 last night in the leadoff spot for the Wichita Wind Surge. So pretty good guy. He was a good hitter in college, and he still appears he's got a nice handle on things as he becomes a professional, too. And now he's going to the MLB Futures game. In fact, he had a 38-game on-base streak in high A ball and then here in Wichita double A that ran all the way for 5 weeks from early May through the middle of June. Second longest streak across all of professional baseball this season. And he becomes the fourth Wind Surge player to play in the Futures game in team history, along with David Festa, Matt Wallner, and Josh Winder. All those players have ended up in the big leagues. So we'll see how Luke Kuechel does at the MLB Futures game tomorrow afternoon down in Arlington, Texas. Hey, speaking of the Wind Surge, how would you like to get a 4-pack premium Loge Box ticket prize package, all courtesy of Homeland Construction Services? It's a $175 value. You get your own 4-seat table on the concourse in a Loge Box. So it's 4 free tickets. You get to go upstairs and have all the free food you want. You get access to the free food. Plus, you get to park in that parking lot right by the stadium, free parking. So free parking, free food, free tickets, your own table on the concourse. It's all from Homeland Construction Services, and it is just one of the great prize packages we give away all year. And those are for selected weeknight games for the rest of the season.
That's a heck of a deal.
On Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays for Wichita Wind Surge home games. And if you'd like to win this, here's how you get yourself entered. You go to the KNSS website, knssradio.com. Then you click on Contests, then you click on the Wind Surge Loge Box Contest link, and then you just fill out the entry form and hit Submit. Done. Very easy, very quick. And maybe you could win those great tickets to go see the Wind Surge in style for free this season. Sports with Steve and Ted is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch. 6:23 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. You're here for a traffic and weather update. And cancer. It's difficult to talk about, including talking about it with youngsters. That's coming up with Dr. Sanjay Gupta right here with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, July 12th. Currently in Wichita, partly cloudy, 74 degrees. Yesterday was the first day for police officers working out of the new Wichita Patrol East building, just to the west of Lincoln and Edgemore. It's a 24,000-square-foot facility. It has room for about 150 staff members. Police Captain Chad Beard says it will give police more room for evidence processing and storage.
We have new lockers. Our evidence submission facility is a lot better. We have an armory now. Several things that we did not have at the old station.
The new building is about a mile south of the old police substation at Kellogg and Edgemore.
While we wait to see who will be former President Trump's vice president, we are hearing more about who will speak at next week's Republican National Convention. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is scheduled to speak, as is the mother of a woman murdered by an undocumented migrant. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is scheduled to speak, but Nikki Haley is not. She said she was not invited to the RNC, even after releasing her delegates. Her spokesman says it's up to former President Trump who he wants at the convention. But Fox News Radio's Brian Kilmeade asked the former president if she might be invited.
You know, there was a lot of bad blood there. She stayed too long. She was being soundly defeated at every place, but she just wouldn't leave.
Kilmeade asked if she might help him with moderate voters, and the former president said no, because they will not end up going for President Biden. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
As we move closer to November, the United States paying closer attention to attempts by foreign entities to meddle in the election.
This week, members of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence warned Russia is launching its plans to interfere. Officials say Russia is aiming at specific voting groups in swing states. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke Thursday.
They are repeating a lot of the tactics and tradecraft they've used, targeting particular populations in the United States to try to influence the outcome of our election.
Those tactics are believed to try and assist former President Trump. Intelligence officials add that China doesn't plan to influence the presidential race, but that they are watching to see if China will try to meddle in down-ballot races. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Wonder if those were the same intelligence experts who said that Russia interfered in the last presidential election. The food bank in Hayesville is asking for help restocking essential food items. The community is continuing to see an increase in people coming in for food, including families with kids. The food bank typically gives out a box with enough ingredients and food options for a full meal. And now they're very low on proteins and items to make the main entrees for meals. The food bank gives away around 5 boxes of food a week, and the summer months tend to have more people utilizing the services, which puts more strain on the supply of donations that are coming in. The people who live in Hayesville or go to school in the district can receive a box once a month.
The city of Wichita and the public school district announcing a partnership benefiting youth sports. Beginning in the fall, the city of Wichita's junior football league games will be played on Wichita Public Schools turf fields. In addition, USD 259 baseball teams may use city baseball fields in August and March for morning practices in May as well. Director of Diversity, Dr. Will Polite, says they want to help students do more.
We want this relationship to be more than football. We want this to see our athletes competing for college scholarships at all levels, regardless of it's Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA. It all matters.
As part of the new partnership, the use of both city and Wichita Public Schools facilities will be free of charge.
The director for emergency medical services in McPherson has been arrested for driving under the influence and child endangerment. Court records show 33-year-old Will Moore was arrested on July 2nd for DUI and aggravated endangerment of a child. He was booked into the county jail and released on cash bond.
Two airplanes encountered a close call. They almost collided mid-air near an airport in Syracuse, New York.
The incident is under investigation. The near collision happened when the air traffic controller at the Syracuse Hancock Airport apparently gave a Delta and American Eagle flight instructions to use the same runway, causing them to come so close. Air traffic sound seems to confirm the confusion that could have resulted in a much more catastrophic outcome. The FAA is not calling it a close call, and some experts are reportedly saying the flights were not truly on a collision course, although there's a time they were flying about 700 feet apart.
And that's Fox's Matt Finn with that report.
The family of a Massachusetts child who died after participating in a spicy tortilla chip challenge is suing the snack maker. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Harris Wallabaugh, a 10th grader from Worcester, died last year after taking part in the One Chip Challenge. It dared people to eat at least one excessively spicy chip. An autopsy showed the high intake of capsaicin, which makes chilies hot, coupled with a heart defect, caused cardiac arrest. Attorney Doug Sheff said Packie, owned by Hershey, promoted the risk.
These defendants knew full well that this chip was unreasonably dangerous. And isn't this an obvious marketing campaign designed to attract kids to that very danger?
Packie, at the time, gave condolences for Wallabaugh's death, but added its label said the product wasn't for kids or those with health concerns. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
6:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check the weather forecast with KSN meteorologist Lucy Dahl.
A warm start to a warm day across the Sunflower State as we quickly climb from the 70s to the triple digits by this afternoon. We'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies with increasing chances of a few showers and storms as we move into the late afternoon and evening. Wednesday strong out of the south, and that'll pull us through the overnight, keeping temperatures warm with lows once again in the 70s, and we stay in this triple digit heat all the way through the weekend and into the beginning of next week. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Lucy Dahl.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast. It's partly cloudy sky, 74 degrees here on this Friday morning, July 12th, heading into a hot weekend. Coming up on 6:39 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and now it's time to check in and get the great information. Oh, we'll get with Tom shortly. All right, it's 6:39 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Keyboardist Rod Argent of the Zombies suffered a stroke and immediately has announced his retirement. Not going to tour anymore. The band's management agent says 79-year-old Argent will need several months rest. The Zombies were going to tour the U.S. this fall as Argent's farewell to the country. All scheduled Zombies shows are now canceled, except for one U.K. festival date. That's way off in November. Argent says he still plans to write and record with the Zombies and has already been playing piano a little bit.
Can he still eat brains?
Zombies suffered a stroke. Love the Zombies. Didn't know they were still touring, though. All right, it's 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now it's time to get great information. It's the Commodities Update. Here he is, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John.
Morning.
Cash cattle trading volume is picking up, but prices are lower than last week, which were record high. Now, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures Thursday gapped higher on the opening and closed positive. Yesterday's positive closes broke the 3- and 4-session streak of negative closes for the cattle complex. Lean hog futures yesterday made more new contract lows, but were able to close positive. Now, the weekly beef and pork export sales Thursday were not impressive. At the close yesterday, August live cattle were unchanged at 182.25. August feeders $1.80 higher, 256.15, and August lean hogs up $2 at 86.67. The weekly export sales were not price supportive to the grains yesterday, but the wheat, corn, and soybeans closed on the positive side. The wheat futures led the upside with double-digit gains, now positioning ahead of today's WASDE report, along with short covering and technical buying, supported yesterday's higher prices. At the moment, we've got downside. September Casey wheat down 13 cents at 570 and three quarters. December corn down 3.5 at 407 and a quarter. November beans down 3.5 at 1064 and a quarter. August crude oil trading 70 cents higher at $83.32. August gold down $15.90 at $2,406. September S&P 2.5 points higher at 5,642. September dollar index down 13 cents at $104 even. In September, Dow Jones futures 20 points higher at 40,110. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, we had those below average temperatures the first week of July, but here's summer for the second weekend of the month.
Yes, Ted, they are making up for it, and it sounds like it's going to be a hot weekend.
Yep. So stay cool, and the crops will deal with it. They always do in the month of July.
Yep. It's just part of, you know, things going on in this part of the country. You know, we adapt to these hot temperatures. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do, and we'll hit it again. All right, Tom, we thank you for all your information this week. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thank you.
That is the Commodities Update every weekday morning at this time with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. It is 642 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, we'll have a visit from the Money Tracker with Don Grant right here with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. .648 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Be sure to keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. Yesterday was the first day police working out of the new Wichita Patrol East building, new building to the west of Lincoln and Edgemore. A body was found along the Arkansas River in South Wichita yesterday afternoon near Pawnee and Broadway. The Sedgwick County Fair, expected to draw 20,000 people. The annual event runs through tomorrow night. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing things actually looking pretty good on the roadways right now. The traffic volumes are starting to pick up. I'm just not seeing them slowing down. So that's good news out there. We do have some fairly heavy traffic right now. And this is especially northbound on Oliver, and it is just north of MacArthur. So that Spirit Aero Systems area there, watch out for some heavy traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman. And at South Wichita, 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
And look at our weather forecast here on this Friday morning. We're looking at a sunny and hot weekend. No doubt about it. High today of 100 degrees. It'll be mostly clear tonight, low down to 72. And it'll be windy this weekend as well. Gusty wind out of the south tomorrow on Saturday. High tomorrow, 100. High Sunday, 102. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast. Partly cloudy here during the sunrise. 74 degrees on our way to a high of 100 here on this Friday. It's Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's 6:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's refresh our memories about not a great day on the stock market yesterday.
Investors shied away from big tech on Thursday, causing the Nasdaq to drop 364 points, losing nearly 2% of its value. Each of the so-called Magnificent Seven tech stocks closed lower, led by Tesla, which dropped more than 8%, and Nvidia down 7%. Facebook's parent company Meta lost 4%. The S&P 500 fell back from Wednesday's record close, losing 49 points on Thursday. Investors selling off some tech stocks, buying small cap stocks, real estate-related shares, and other sectors that are more interest rate sensitive. After more signs that an interest rate drop could be coming, including a third straight monthly drop in consumer prices, the Dow closed 32 points higher. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning. The Beastie Boys are suing the parent company of Chili's Restaurants, saying it ripped off their Sabotage video and song for a social media ad a couple of years ago. Lawsuit says Brinker International created an ad that used parts of the song without permission, along with a video of three people in 1970s-style disguises stealing ingredients from a Chili's restaurant.
Oh, they're fighting for their right.
Yeah, exactly. So Beastie Boys are suing Chili's. Give me my video back.
Oh, jeez.
It is 6:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now it's time to check in. Here he is, the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Jad. You know, we're talking today about collecting Social Security outside of the United States. Now, the direction of politics and politicians in the United States has some citizens very concerned about the future of the country. I've overheard a few conversations about people looking to move to another country if they continue to see our country change. Well, I'm not sounding that alarm, but if you were to move for that or any other reason to another country, how would income from pensions and Social Security be affected? Well, if you choose to live in another country, can you collect Social Security benefits? The answer is yes. If you qualify to receive Social Security benefits, you can collect them in almost all other countries. Social Security will not send payments to anyone living in Cuba and North Korea. So I don't know if those are vacation spots for anybody, but they won't send it to you there. However, the recipient can recoup missed payments once they move elsewhere, if they happen to be in Cuba and North Korea for a while. There are many other countries like Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan, Belarus, and several others whereby citizens can receive payments only if they visit the U.S. embassy or consulate every 6 months to check in. Non-U.S. citizens who qualify for benefits from their work or their family history may also be eligible for Social Security abroad. However, that depends upon their country of residence and their citizenship. You can do an online search for the Social Security Office of Earnings and International Operations to learn whether you are eligible to receive benefits while living in another country. You may be wondering how you physically get your benefits. Well, the SSA will send payments to banks in any country that allows for direct deposits. It is always sent in U.S. dollars, so be aware that bank fees and exchange rates will affect that amount that is deposited. You may choose to maintain a U.S. bank account for deposits, then electronically transfer larger amounts of money when rates are favorable to your country of residence so you can get that exchange rate. And of course, if you have any questions about this or anything other else financial, give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Don, what big plans for the hot weekend?
Going to play a little pickleball tournament tomorrow with a bunch of friends, and then just going to work on rental properties. Fun, fun, fun.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Well, working on the rental properties is not something one of my favorite things to do.
No, but I wasn't referring to that. I was referring to pickleball.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to work on properties. Lots of fun. Pickleball, yeah, I would agree with that one.
I didn't know you were into pickleball.
I play a bit. I play mostly tennis, but, you know, there's a lot of commonalities.
Mm-hmm.
Although I the first few times I picked up a paddle, I tried to put topspin on it, and I hit it over the fence. it's a fun sport. Really, really great to get out there. And the other thing that's great about pickleball, it's a very social sport. So, you know, you can show up by yourself and just hang your paddle on the fence when other people are playing, and they'll work you into their game. So it's fun in that respect. You meet a lot of great people.
All right, man. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for checking in with us. Great information all week long, as always. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. That is the Money Tracker. There he goes. Don Grant, CFP, right here with Steve and Ted weekday mornings on KNSS. All right. We have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way with Steve and Ted. We'll tell you about a body that was found in Wichita, in South Wichita yesterday. Those details are on the way. Also, news, business, sports, weather, and traffic is coming your way. And, of course, our live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Lucy Dahl in just a few minutes. KNSS News Time, 6:56.